National League President Chuck Finney did an able job here yesterday in the melee that took place that day, throwing out the first ball, sitting right behind the mayor. Mayor Lawrence appears to be agreeing with Pete Rose as he comes up to the batter's box. Pete Rose getting into a fight with Bud Harrelson on a double play. By the New York Met fans. The lights have been turned on in its day. Lights have been turned on this gray overcast day. The temperature is a pleasant temperature of about 70 degrees. George Stone taking his warm-up pitches. Mets again going with the left-hand pitcher. John Matlack won in Cincinnati. Won by a score of 5-0 on a two-hit shutout. Yesterday, Jerry Susan won by a score of 9-2, a left-hand pitcher. Mets lost the first game 2-1 behind Tom Seaver. Seaver struck out 13, Matlack struck out 9, and Jerry Guzman struck out 9 in yesterday's ballgame. Total of 31 strikeouts by the Mets pitching so far in this 3 out of 5 championship series. Now the throw on down to second base by Jerry Grody. We're about to get underway, and here for the play-by-play, Lindsay Nelson.
Thank you very much, Rob Gannon. Hello again, everybody. Pete Rose up to lead off. Rose is hitting 250 in the championship series so far. Switch hitter batting right. Facing George Stone, who won 12 games, lost 3 during the regular season, but has not worked in 16 days. Wayne Garrett's on the edge of the grass at third, and here is the first pitch of the day. It is low for a ball. Bob Engel is the umpire behind the plate. Bruce Froming is first. Jerry Dale is second. Ed Sudall is third. Ed Vargo down the left field line. Chris Felicudis down the right field line. Here's a swing and a foul ball. Back and out of play. It's 1-1. The light's on from the very start here at Shea because of the heavy cloud cover. Joe Morgan has moved out on deck. Outfield defense shaded toward right against the right-hand batting Rose, and that pitch is in for a foul strike. Fastball down the pipe. It's 1-2. Garrett retreats to third base now. Alex Grammett is on the coaching lines at third. And George Kirker is the Cincinnati coach at first base. George Stone takes the sign from Grody. Goes into the motion and here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off to the right side, out of play. So the count continues 1-2 to Pete Rose. Stadium, of course, properly decorated with bunting on this occasion of a championship series. Here's the 1-2 delivery. Fastball a little low. Missed by not much. It's 2-2. Rose backs out now. Moves back into the batter's box. Stone looks around. Now steps up onto the rubber. Takes his time. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Low and the count is full. It's 3-2. The Mets won yesterday by a score of 9-2. They won the day before 5-0. Cincinnati won the opener Saturday in Cincinnati by a score of 2-1. The best 3 of 5 for the National League pennant. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Right down to the dirt. Count continues full at 3-2. Out holds 3-2. Rose back in. He led the National League in batting this year with a mark of 338. Here's the pitch. Swung on. He's on the ground. Back to Stone. He's up with it. Plays to first in time. Rose is grounded out. Pitch to first. That will bring up Joe Morgan. Is 1-for-12 in the championship series. 0.083 during the regular season. He batted 290. He had 26 home runs. He's a left-hand batter. Had 68 stolen bases during the season, second only to Lou Brock of the Cardinals, who had 70. Stone now into the motion. Here's the pitch to the left-hand batter. Swung on and missed. It's strike one. Garrett on the edge of the grass against Morgan as well. Tony Perez has moved out there on deck. Outfield differentiated toward right field, playing Morgan to pull. Stone with a delivery that's swung on and missed. Strike two. The Dobbs putting a deep right field against Joe Morgan. Here's the 0-2 delivery. Swung on it on the ground to second base. Mignon is there. He's up with it. He goes to Milner in time. Morgan drops. Two Cincinnati Reds have been retired here in the top of the first, and Tony Perez is coming up. Perez has gone 0-for-12 so far in the championship series. He is 3-for-14 during the season with 27 homers and 101 runs batted in. Now with the pitch. Swung on, popped up into left field. And here comes Leon Jones. He's there calling. He makes the catch. Crowd is retired in order. It's nothing across. In the middle of the first inning, the score is Cincinnati nothing. And the Mets coming to bat.
Introducing Boston Spa National Bank's free personal checking account service. Write as many checks as you want without a service charge by maintaining an average monthly balance of $400 or more. And if you prefer to maintain a lower monthly average balance, Boston Spa National's new personal checking account plan permits you to write as many checks as you want for a fixed monthly charge based on your average balance. No minimum balance required, no charge for deposits, no charge if account is not used. You get an initial supply of personalized checks free. You'll get a statement every month, and you can enjoy unlimited use of your account at no charge just by keeping an average balance of $400 or more in your account. And you may want to take advantage of Boston Spa National's computerized automatic payment service to build your savings account or make your mortgage payments or any installment loan payment. Even your Christmas club payments can be automatic. Pick up a folder at your nearest office of Boston Spa National Bank for full details. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
This exclusive Belmont race recreation is presented by the Schenectady Off-Track Betting Commission, home of Bola Bet.
May I have your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. The official results of the second race from Belmont Park. The winner, OTB letter B, Tur, ridden by Ron Turcott, returns 380, 280, and 260. Finishing second, letter C, Surf Queen, returns 540 and 380. Finishing third, letter A, Nympha's Joy, pays 380. The daily double combination of letters B and G returns $71. Time of the second race, 1 minute 43 and 3/5 seconds.
Schenectady OTB, where you're always a winner. Horse racing excitement is as close as the three OTB locations. 127 Wall Street, 2627 Broadway, and 1700 State Street, Schenectady. Or place your bet from anywhere with a telephone account. Place your Belmont Thoroughbred bet at OTB. Schenectady OTB, you can bet on it. This Belmont Race Recreation, a service of the Schenectady Off-Track Betting Commission.
Johnny Bench is going out to have a word with him now before he starts to work. The hand is for Wayne Garrett, who's stepping into the batter's box. On Saturday in Cincinnati, Garrett got a base hit his first time up. Ground ball that hit the bag. He has not had one since. So that he is 1-for-13 in this championship series. During the regular season, Garrett hit .256 with 16 home runs, a career high for him. He is a left-hand batter facing left-hand pitcher Fred Norman, who stands only 5 feet 8 inches tall. He deals in a screwball plus the normal complement of pitches. Norman goes into the motion, and here's the delivery. It is low and away for a ball. 1-0. Felix Mignon is on deck. Now the 1-0 pitch. Swung on in the air to right. Coming on is Andy Costco. He gets there, and Costco makes the catch. Wayne Garrett is flying to right, 1-away, and Felix Mignon is coming up. Mignon is 2-for-10 in the championship series. That's an average of 200. During the regular season, he hit .290. Three homers, 37 runs batted in. In a poll of writers and broadcasters covering the Mets on a regular basis, Felix Mignon was selected as Met of the Year. That honor last year went to Tom Seaver. Mignon got 7 votes, Seaver got 2, and John Madlack got 1 in the poll. Here is the pitch. It's low for a ball. Mignon had 185 base hits during the course of the year to set a new Met record. For base hits in the season, Tommy Agee had 182 in 1970. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Mignon. Swinging a ground ball to second. Joe Morgan scoops it up, makes the play in time. Morgan, as he was trying to transfer the ball from the glove to his throwing hand, wobbled it up into the air for a moment and had to grab it. Threw away Rusty Starwood, had two homers yesterday. Dobb is 3-for-10 in the championship series, and all three were home runs, so he's batting 300. Left-hand batter facing a left-hand pitcher. Rusty hit 279 with 15 homers during the regular season. Breaking pitches in for a call strike. Norman started him off with a curveball. Cleon Jones has moved out on deck. Eddie Yost on the coaching lines at third, and Roy McMillan at first for the New York Mets. Here's the strike one pitch. It's low for a ball, 1-1. We were talking to Rusty Staub before the ball game, and he said that he really doesn't bother much about whether the pitch is left-handed or right-handed because he plays every day in any case. So it's no bugaboo. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air, down the line and right. Coming up is Costco. Morgan goes out calling, and Morgan one-hands it and knocks Costco down on the seat of his pants. He's uninjured. Costco gets up and runs to chase his cap as Morgan made the catch through his power of the side. Nothing across. At the end of an inning, the score is the Mets nothing and the Reds nothing. George Stone now will face Johnny Bench leading off for the Cincinnati Reds. George Stone is 1-0 against the Reds this year, and his lifetime record against them is 4 wins and 5 losses. He defeated the Reds 5-2 at Riverfront Stadium on July 14th. He allowed 7 hits and 2 runs in 8 innings. Walked 4, struck out 7. Started with no decision against the Reds here at Shea on August 17th in a game won by the Reds 2-1 in 10 innings. In that game, Stone allowed 5 hits and 1 run in 8 2/3 innings. Walked 2 and struck out 8. Johnny Bench has had 4 hits and 12 times at bat in this series, batting .333. He's had 1 home run. Stone into the motion, and the pitch is bunted up into the air out in front of the plate. Grody has it, fires to first, and in time, he's out. Jerry Grody out there in a hurry to take that bunt on one hop. Fired it down to first as Johnny Bench tried to bunt his way on. I think the New York Mets would be happy most times that Johnny Bench attempts to bunt. Coming up now is Andy Costco, right fielder who bats right-handed. He's 2-for-6, batting .333 in the championship series. Now the pitch, and it's low for a ball. In game number 2, played on Sunday at Cincinnati, the Reds got only 2 hits off John Madlock. Andy Costco got them both. This pitch in for a call strike, so it's 1-1. There is heavy cloud cover, and the lights are on from the start of the game here at Shea this afternoon. Mets are playing an infield of John Milner at first, Felix Mejian at second, Bud Harrelson at shortstop, and Wayne Garrett at third. Now Costco backs out at the plate. The outfield alignment for the Mets has Cleon Jones in left, Don Hahn in center, and Rusty Staub in right. One is blowing out a little bit toward left. There's a pitch that just misses low, and it's 2-1. Dennis Menke's on deck. 2-1 delivery. Hit on the ground, foul back of third, and the count's even now at 2-2. Outfield defense almost straight away. They play Costco slightly to full. Here's the 2-2. Swung on in this, bring him out. First strikeout for George Stone as he got Costco swinging. Two away, and Dennis Menke's coming up now. Menke is 1-for-5 in the championship series. That was yesterday. He went 1-for-4 and had a home run. Yesterday was the first day he had started. He had been used as a pinch hitter the day before in Cincinnati. So manager Sparky Anderson decided to leave him in. That pitch is in for a call strike. Dan Friesen had beat Menke out of his position along in midsummer. Friesen played the first 2 games at third base. 2 men out, nobody on. Here's Stone's pitch to the right-hand batter. Fastball in for a call strike two. It's 0-2 to Dennis Menke. During the regular season, Menke batted 191 with 3 homers and 26 runs batted in. Will be an 0-2 pitch. Low for a ball. It's 1-2. Menke settles himself carefully back into the batter's box. cast in the role of the culprit because of yesterday's melee, and today when the bus brings the Cincinnati Reds to the ballpark, came by a rather circuitous route. They came in more towards center field and over by the bullpen as they usually do. Rose says, now I know how Nixon feels. This will be a 1-2 pitch. Swung on it underground to short. Harrelson's over. He's up with it. But Harrelson throw to first in time. The side is retired. Nothing to try. And in the middle of the second inning, the score is the Reds nothing and the Mets nothing. The New York Mets will face Fred Norman now in the bottom of the second inning. Cleon Jones will lead it off. Cleon is 3-for-10 in the championship series. That's an average of 300. During the regular season, he batted 260 with 11 homers and 48 runs batted in. Right-hand batter facing the left-hand pitcher, Fred Norman. Geronimo in center field and Andy Costco in right. Johnny Bench the catcher. That pitch just missed high, and it's 1-2 now to Cleon Jones. Outfield is sunshaded toward right against Cleon. They play him to take the ball with power to the opposite field. Here's a 1-2 delivery. Breaks low, and it's 2-2. There on the mound. And the 2-2. In there for a call, strike three. Got him looking. So the one, there's one away, and John Milner's the batter. Milner's 2-for-10. Championship series, that's an average of 200. During the regular season, he hit 239, 23 homers, 72 runs batted in. Tie for a ball. Just the left-handers. Jones bats cleanup and Milner bats fifth. Just right-handers. It's just the other way around. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on. It is the right field. Costco's there waiting, and Andy Costco makes the catch. Two away. Jerry Grody is coming up now for the Mets. Grody's 2-for-11. That's an average of 182 in the championship series. Grody hit 256 over the course of the season. Two men out, nobody on. There is no score in this, the fourth game of the championship series for the National League pennant between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets at Shea Stadium in New York. That pitch is low for a ball. One and up. Norman goes into the motion, deals 1-0. Fastball in for a call strike, hits 1-1. Don Hahn has moved out on deck. Hahn is the Mets' leading hitter in this championship series with an average of 400. Pitch to Grody is outside for a ball, it's 2-1. Bench flashes the sign. Here's the 2-1 offering. It's high. Norman has gone behind 3-1. He's struck out one walk, none so far. Grody looks down to Eddie Yost, the sign man at third. And the 3-1 pitch. Swung on foul. Back to count is full at 3-2. Takes a moment, walks back to the infield grass to rub up the new ball. Fingers the rosin bag back there as well. be a payoff pitch, and it's on the way. In there for a call, strike three. Caught him looking. Two strikeouts for Norman in the inning. He has retired six consecutive batters. Nothing across. And at the end of two innings of play, the score is the Reds nothing, the Mets nothing.
Mrs. Bonnie Maynard of Rome, New York, just traded her 1969 Opel. Not for another Opel, but for a 1973 Subaru station wagon, as Mrs. Maynard told us.
I test drove a Subaru. Well, I just sort of fell in love with it. That front wheel drive makes the car handle so nicely. And the money I'm saving on gas is just unbelievable. I keep track. And our Subaru wagon is getting 30 miles a gallon. There's also plenty of room, even for all the kids and the dog. And once, we were out in Michigan and the 3,000-mile checkup was due. The Subaru dealer in Lansing, he never even heard of us, but he was just great. He took the car in and did everything. That kind of service really makes a difference. You definitely get a lot for your money with a Subaru. I don't think we'll ever have another kind of car in this family.
Every day, more people trade for a Subaru with a quadrosonal engine. Test drive one yourself and see why.
Your new Subaru dealer in Capital Land is Fred Carlo's New Salem Garage. That's right, the area's oldest and largest Saab dealer now stocks a complete line of Subaru to give you a better selection of quality, economy cars. Fred Carlo's New Salem Garage, Route 85, New Salem.
14-W-A-B-Y.
All right, Benji Nelson and I, everyone. Both pitchers have retired, the first six batters that they have faced. And now the seventh batter for Cincinnati Reds, Cesar Geronimo, coming up to bat. Geronimo 1-for-6 in this series, did not play in yesterday's ballgame. A left-hand batter playing center field. Batted 210 for the year. On the mound, George Stone. Stone has struck out one. Here's the pitch. It's in the dirt, bounces away, it's ball one. Geronimo had four home runs in the season, 33 runs batted in. He batted 324 times. Garrett, the third baseman, has shortened up. Now time is called. The ball that came back behind Grody is stuck in the screen, so time called, and we're going to have the bat boy take it out. At least he's going to try and take it out. Now one of the ground screws is going to try it. Trying to hit it with a bat and just can't reach it. He's not tall enough. Taller one gets up, whacks it, gets it out toward home plate. So time will be back in. One ball, no strike. And thrown into the windup. The pitch to Geronimo is into the knees. They call strike. Lights have been turned on here at Shea Stadium. It's a dark overcast. Light breeze going in from center field. Pleasant day, temperature-wise. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. And a fastball by Stone over the inside corner, about letter high, missed. One ball, two strikes. Throughout the stands, banners all around. There's a pitch, ball, strike three. And Geronimo, who struck out three times against John Matlack in his three appearances, has struck out the first time here by George Stone. Stone gets his second strikeout. Brings up Darryl Chaney, who is 0-for-6 in the series. Chaney batted 181 in the season. Left-hand batter playing shortstop for the Cincinnati Reds. He took over when Dave Concepcion broke his leg. Stone's first pitch is hit right back to him. A one-hopper. Picks it up, goes over to first base for the out. Newman away and Fred Norman coming up. Norman has been up 80 times in the course of the season with six base hits. He drove in two runs, batted 0-7-5. Norman bats from the right-hand side, the left-hand pitcher. Bonus ball game, two men out, top of the third. Going into the windup, the first pitch. Swung on and grounded foul, strike one. Baltimore open game. Raining in Oakland. Rained out yesterday. They split two in Baltimore. Now at one strike, the pitch back to Norman. Call strike two. Charles O. Finley, 0 for owner. The owner of the
Offenbach up, and a real rhubarb with the late president, Joe Cronin, because he called the game yesterday early. There's a pitch inside, just inside. One ball and two strikes. Some very heated words exchanged. Now at 1-2, the pitch to Norman, swung on a miss, and Stone has his third strikeout. He has retired his first time batter. And the score after 2.5 innings, the Reds nothing, the Mets nothing.
14-WABY.
We're going to the bottom of the third. Scoreless ball game. And the first batter for the Mets will be John Hahn. Hahn, the leading hitter for the Mets in this series. He's had 4 hits and 10 times up. He had 2 home runs in the course of the season. One of them, a 3-run home run off Fred Norman. Norman has pitched his pitch. He's tired of all. Struck out 2. He won 13 and lost 13. He won 12 and lost 6 for Cincinnati Reds. Which means he had a record of 1 win. 7 losses while pitching for the San Diego Padres. He was purchased by Cincinnati for what some said to be about $75,000. Also, 2 players were in the deal. And Don Hahn stepping up to the batter's box. On a right-hand batter, shaded toward right center field by the center fielder Geronimo. And the first pick by the left-hander is taken low at ball one. Now coming from Olsen is that the weather is clearing and it looks like they'll get that ball game underway. 1 ball, no strikes. The pitch back to Hahn. Hit out toward right field in foul territory and it drifts over into the stands out of play. 1 ball, 1 strike count. Hahn taking some practice swings outside of the batter's box, now steps back in. Reading the signs from John Betts. Takes a long time to go through the reading. Now goes into the windup, the 1-1 pitch. Hahn hits it down in the right field area, but foul again. Ball caught. One-hand check out there by what the fans who had a guard. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Signs are out in the 1-2 pitch. Hahn takes a breaking pitch down low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reds won 99 games, lost 63 in the season. 2-2 pitch. It is swung on and fouled back into the stand. On the message board, nothing that Felix Mahon has been voted the Men of the Year. Poll of the New York Press, Radio, and TV. And Leon Jones was the Met player in the month of September. Leon will receive a watch valued over $2,000. 2-2 pitch. It's high, ball 3-2. First 3-2 count. That Freddie Norman will have to face. The windup and pitch. It is low and Hahn becomes the first base runner of the ballgame. Mets put a runner on, no one out. Bottom half of the third is going to ball game, and Bud Harrelson coming up, and he gets the hand for his first appearance. But of course, within that fight was Pete Rose in the fifth inning. I never thought I'd live to see the day that Bud Harrelson would make the front page of the Daily News as a fighter.
Oh, it was some kind of picture.
Here's the first pitch to Harrelson. He takes it low at ball one. Harrelson 1-for-10 in the series. That is 258 in the season. Baseman Dennis Mankey, even with a bag, he's not looking for the bunt. Pitcher is on deck. Not a bad hitting pitcher, though. There's a strike call and a pitch right at the knees. 1 ball and 1 strike. Harrelson not choking up in the back quite as much as he did in the season. He's only about 2 inches up from the end. Next pitch is grounded slowly out to third. Menke will have to go to first base. He throws there in time for the out, and Hahn moves down in the scoring position. So the Mets have the first base runner at second base in this game, and it brings up George Stone. Stone had 13 hits in the season, 48 times up. He batted 271. He drove in 5 runs. Does have the disadvantage of hitting against the left-hand pitcher. One man out, bottom half of the third. Stone taking a while to get set in the batter's box. Now is in. Time is in. And Norman working from the set position. Here's his first pitch to Stone. It's taken low, ball. Stone acquired from the Atlanta Braves. In a deal that saw the Mets also get Felix Meehan. For Danny Purcella. And Gary Gentry. Next pitch to Stone again low. It's 2 balls and no strike. Stone comes up off the mound to take the throw back from bench on the infield grass in front of the mound. Now he walks back on top, looks around, steps back off the pitching rubber. Now gets set in. 2 balls, no strike. And the pitch. Stone takes ball 3. High back ball. 3 balls, no strike. Deck batter for the Mets is Wayne Garrett. Now at 3-0. Next delivery. Stone takes it in for a call. Strike 3-1. Stone now checking to see whether or not he'll be hitting or taking on the next delivery. Eddie Yost, the third base coach, sending the signs in. He gets his signs from Yogi Berra. And the 3-1 pitch. Strike 2 called. Again, Stone taking. So now the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. The second full count for Freddie Norman. He walked John Hahn on a 3-2 pitch to start off the third. Hahn now at second base after Harrelson had grounded out the third. And the 3-2 pitch. Stone swings and fouls the ball back into the stand. Another count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Norman had an earned run average of 3.60. And his 36 appearances, 35 as a starter. Again, he gets the 3-2 sign. And again, he throws back to the plate. It is swung on and fouled back against the screen. So again, the count holds at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Norman had 8 complete games. He worked 240 innings. Gave up 208 hits, a fine hit ratio to any pitch. He walked 101 batters, struck out 161, and he gave up 27 home runs. He is not a fast worker. See the ball back, walking back to the pitcher mound. Now gets back up on top, leans in, takes the side. And for the third time, the 3-2 pitch is on the way. Outside, ball gone. Runners at first and second, both on walk. The batter coming up with one man out is Wayne Garrett. Garrett has had one hit in 14 times up. He has driven in 1 run in the series. Batted 256 for the season. Garrett, a left-hand batter with a slightly open stance. Here's his first pitch. He takes it. It's outside of ball. Garrett had 72 walks in the season, second to Rusty South. Norman again to the set position, a check at second base, and the pitch back to Garrett. Outside and low, and ball two, and the pressure mounting. Mounting to the point where Marky Anderson is out of the dugout.
official results of the third race from Belmont Park. The winner, OTB letter L, Sea Sister, returns 1080, 520, and 380. Finishing second, letter J, Lost Control, pays $7.480. And finishing third, letter I, Shy Dawn, pays $5.16. Sea Sister and Big Puddles were coupled. Time of the third race from Belmont Park, 1 minute 23 and 2/5 seconds.
14 WABY. So Don Gullett, warming up for the Cincinnati Reds as Sparky Anderson goes back to the bench. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch. Garrett takes it to strike over the outside corner, 2-1. On the runner at second base. Behind him, George Stone, the runner at first. One man out, bottom of the third, no score. 2-1, the pitch back to Garrett. It's hit out to center field. Long line, going back to Geronimo. He'll get to it. He does. On tags up and goes over to third base after the play. Going out, Dave. And Carroll is runners at first and third and two men out. And the batter coming up is Felix Leon. Felix rounded out to second his first time up. He's 2% in this series. That's one run batted in. Player of the year, batted 290, set a new club record for base hits in a single season at 185. Drove in 37 runs in the season. Leon joking way up at the bat, leaning over the plate, then signals two men out. Then goes down to the squat position to send out the sign. Freddie Norman's first pitch. Meehan takes it low. It's ball one. One ball, no strike. And again, Norman sets up. Here's the pitch to Meehan. It is popped up foul back of the Met dugout out of play. 1-1 the count. Second ball game, Meehan singled to right field with one out in the ninth inning and saw the Mets then get on with it to score four runs. One ball, one strike. Don Hahn, the runner at third. George Stone, the runner at first base. Two men out, bottom half of the third, no score. And Norman's 1-1 pitch. It is popped up again in foul territory and back of the Met dugout out of play. One ball, two strikes. Norman has a lifetime record against the Mets of no wins and two losses. One of the losses to the Mets this year. Position. Here's the pitch. Leon hits it hard by third base. Don Hahn scoring from third base and the Mets have drawn first blood. Felix Meehan with his second run batted in the series. It brings up Rusty Staub with runners at first and second. The first base hit of the ball game. Stop coming up, popped up the second base his first time up. And the first pitch by Norman. Stop hits it out to second base. And it is fielded by Joe Morgan, and he throws the first base for the out. But in the inning, one run on one hit, there were two walks, two left. And after three innings of play, it's the Mets won the Red Cupping. Well, it was originally called the Bronx Cheer, but right now as Pete Rose steps up to an area by the batter's box, it is his greeting from the Mets fans here as the Mets lead 1-0 with the Reds coming up on the top of the fourth. Pete Rose batting for the second time, the first time up on a 3-2 pitch. Grounded the ball right back to Mr. George Stone and was thrown out. Rose led the National League in batting with a .338 average. He had 230 hits in the course of the season. That also led the league. In
this series. He's had 3 hits and 13 dimes up. Batting from the right-hand side against the left-hander, George Stone. Wayne Garrett in to guard against a possible bunt. He's about 80 feet away from home plate. Here's the first pitch by Stone. It is kept on, and it's called a ball. Pete Rose started the swing, held up in time, ball one. Left-hander into the windup, the 1-0 pitch. It is grounded slowly, foul on the third base side, 1-1. It'll be Pete Rose, Joe Morgan, and Tony Perez as the first three batters for the Reds here in the fourth inning. One ball, one strike. The windup and next delivery is hit hard to right field of base hit. Hits just a little bit in on the hand, slides out to right, and Rose is on with a hit. The first hit off George Stone, and retired his first 9 batters. That brings up Joe Morgan with a tying run at first base. Morgan grounded out to second his first time up. He's 1-for-13 in the series. With Morgan at the plate and Rose on base in the fifth inning of yesterday's ballgame that saw the fight come off as Morgan hit into a 3-6-3 double play. We have a similar situation right here now. Here's the pitch. Morgan squares the bunt and takes high. It's ball one. Wayne Garrett is inside, guarding against the possibility of the bunt. That time, it looked as though Morgan was bunting actually for a base hit and not in sacrifice situation. Stone looks in for the signs. Brody the catcher. And Stone sets up. Here's the pitch. Morgan again squares the bunt and takes it for ball two. Again, a high fastball and time call as Morgan wants to either the rosin bag or the pine tar rag. Now he gets the towel. So he goes for the towel. Two balls, no strike. Morgan batted 290 in the season. That's 26 home runs. That's a new record for a second baseman for the Cincinnati Reds. Drove in 82. Now again, Stone to the set position. And a 2-0 pitch. Morgan swings and fouls the ball. The mask of the catcher, Jerry Grody. It's two balls and one strike. Reds are a running ball club. They steal a lot of bases. They had 196 attempts. Now the pitch, and Morgan takes it inside a ball. It's 3-1. Had 10 stolen bases in 17 attempts. Morgan led the club with 67. They were successful 148 times out of the 196 tries. Rose leading off at first, a 3-1 count. Here's the pitch. The runner holds it, swung on and foul. Back into the stands. The count goes to 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. Morgan only struck out 61 times in the course of the season. That means that Rose might be going on the 3-2 count. Stone double looks and throws to first base. Morgan at the plate and rolls back easily. Again, Stone sets up. Rose with a fairly short lead. He does not go. The pitch is popped up in the left center field. Leon Jones is moving over. He's under the ball. And he makes the catch and Rose back to first. Away. That's leading 1-0. We pause for state identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
WABY Albany.
Ralph Kiner along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from Shea Stadium. The Mets leading 1-0, one man out. It is the top of the fourth inning. The Reds have a runner at first base and the batter is Tony Perez. Perez flat out to left field on a changeup on his first pitch, his first time up. Batted .314 in the season with 101 runs batted in and 27 home runs. Strong right-hand batter, and George Stone with his first pitch. It swung on and fouled into the stands on the first base side. That time, Stone started him off with a fastball. Pete Rose, the runner at first base. And Stone to the set position. Throw to first base, Rose chased back. Not too much on the throw. Lob throw, calling card throw. Just to let you know that you're aware you're there. Now again, Rose in the set position. And the pitch. And it's swung on and fouled back into the stand. Strike two. That pitch by Stone, a high fastball. It might have been out of the strike zone. Two strike count. Pitched on September 23rd. Again, he goes to the set position. And the pitch. Outside a ball. One ball and two strikes. After the Mets had clinched the Eastern Division of the National League and the celebration had started in the clubhouse, George Stone went out. And on the wet grounds at Wrigley Field, he worked out and threw on the sidelines to Joe Pignatano as Rube Walker watched what was going on. He ignored the celebration, went out there to work. He was scheduled to pitch the second game, which was called off. There's a pitch in hard to second. Could be two. Meehan to Harrelson. A throw to first base, a double play. Well, the Mets turn the double play and the side retires. Rose that time, sliding into second base, went out of his way to try and get Harrelson. He slid about a yard off the bag. Harrelson got way off the second base side. He had time to do that, and he completed the double play. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left. And the score at the end of 3.5 innings, the Mets won, the Reds nothing. We're going now to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Mets leading 1-0 on the run batted in by Felix Meehan. And for the Mets, it'll be Cleon Jones to lead off. Both sides have had one base hit. But in the third inning, Don Hahn walked in a 3-2 pitch. Bud Harrelson grounded to third. The ball hit slowly. So no play for a force play at second. And Harrelson was thrown out at first base by Dennis Menke, the third baseman. On the play, Hahn went to second. George Stone worked the count to 3-2 and walked, put runners at first and second base. Wayne Garrett flied out to fairly deep center field. On the play, Don Hahn tagged up and went over to third, and then he scored with Meehan, singled by the third baseman in the left field. Runners at first and second, and two men out. Rusty Staub ended the inning by grounding out to second. So now Cleon Jones to lead off in the fourth. Jones was caught looking at a 2-2 fastball his first time up. One of the two batters struck out by Fred Norman. Leon 3-for-11 in the series. And the left-hander, Fred Norman, with his first pitch to Jones. Hit to the shortstop. It is fielded there well by Cheney as he takes a bad hop and throw to first base for the out. The base hit was by Jim Hickman, former Met. Rose scored from second base on a very close play as he bowled over Ray Fawcett. John Milner, the batter. John flied out to fairly deep right his first time up. That was back in the second. John is 2-for-11 in the series. And the first pitch to Milner. He squares his old bun and takes a curveball for a called strike. Milner led the club in home runs with 23, a new Met record for a left-hand batter. In the 1973 season, the one-strike pitch. And it's a curveball, grounded foul, over toward the on-deck circle. Two-strike count. And Fred Norman with a two-strike pitch. Half swing, did he go far enough? Home plate umpire Bob Engel said no, and it is called a ball. 1-2. That was a fastball back by Norman. It was up in John's eye. He doesn't throw many fastballs for strikes. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And that one is a fastball that moves Milner off the plate. He has to back away. 2-2. In yesterday's ball game, Milner was knocked down on a two-strike pitch. Two balls, two strikes. Hard-fought series by the Reds and Mets. Here's the 2-2 delivery. And it's low, ball three. That time, a breaking pitch in the count 3-2. The on-deck batter, Jerry Grody. One man out, the Mets leading 1-0 as they bat in the bottom of the fourth inning. And now again, it's Norman back to Milner. And the pitch is inside, and Milner walks. That's the third 3-2 walk that Norman has given up. Brings up Jerry Grody. Jerry was struck out his first time up. Grody is 2-for-12 in the series. He has driven in two runs. From August 3rd, he batted 300 for the Mets to raise his average up to 256 for the year. Grody missed 60 days because of a broken arm. He was hit by a ball by Ramon Hernandez at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Grody, a right-hand batter, good hit and run man. And Norman with a high kick, and the first pitch is high. Ball one. Fastball. One ball, no strike. Fred Norman went from last place to first when he was traded from San Diego to Cincinnati. A trade coming on June 12th. There's a ground ball out to third on a hit-and-run play. Ball was fouled, though, and it's a 1-1 count. Milner back to first base. Grody drove in 32 runs in the season, played an 84 ball game. But he and Harrelson got back in the lineup. The Mets started to gel. 1-1 pitch, and Grody takes the curve ball. Two balls, one strike. Howsam, the general manager, the Cincinnati Reds, leaning over, looking at the action. This is a big game for him. Throw to first base, Milner back. Norman has a good move. Of course, it's a big game for general manager Bob Sheppey. Again, a throw to first base, Milner back from a short lead. Reds are expecting a possibility of a hit-and-run play. Grody steps out of the batter's box, now gets back in. Two balls, one strike. Now the pitch, grounded slowly out the short. Fielded there by Kenny, the throw to second in time on the first base, a double play. And the Reds, who turned 161 double plays in the season, have their first of this ball game, and the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no players left. And the score at the end of four is the Mets 1, the Reds nothing.
You meet a lot of different people over a counter at McDonald's.
Steve Milanese, a McDonald's counterman.
This is my first job, and it's an amazing place to work. Get to serve a lot of people like you'd like to be served. Friendly, and I like that.
You and your family deserve a break at McDonald's, and people like Steve Milanese are what that break is all about.
You've got to enjoy what you're doing. It's not just the money, but that's your part of it.
Here at Shea Stadium in New York, through four innings of play, the New York Mets one run, one hit, no errors. The Cincinnati Reds no runs, one hit, no errors. It'll be Johnny Bench up now to face George Stone. Bench has been up one time, tried the bunny's way on, and was thrown out by Jerry Grody. The lights have been on from the start here at Shea Stadium this afternoon. Manager Sparky Anderson of the Reds has the jacket dipped all the way up now, pacing in the dugout of the Cincinnati Reds. It'll be Johnny Bench, Andy Costco, Dennis Menke, three right-hand batters scheduled to bat here in the top of the fifth inning. Game number four in the championship series for the National League pennant. Here's Stone into the motion. The pitch is on the way. It's swung on and missed. Strike one. The Mets have won two games. The Reds have won one. It's best 3-5 for the title. Now the strike one delivery, and it is low for a ball, 1-1 to Johnny Bench. Bench hitting cleanup in the batting order for the Cincinnati Reds. And here's the 1-1 pitch. Missing low, and it goes to 2-1 now. Andy Kosko leaning on the bat while he kneels in the on-deck circle. Again, Bench swings about a time or two. George Stone into the motion, 2-1 pitch, and it misses, so it goes 3-1. Now, Stone has struck out 3 and walked 1. This will be a 3-1 delivery to Johnny Bench, and it's on the way. In there for a call strike. Bench starts down to first and comes back. Johnny Bench bluffed his way a couple of steps down the first baseline, came back. The count is full at 3-2. He's back in and waiting again. Jerry Grody sends out the sign. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on, and it pops up down the left field line. A foul ball. Leon Jones over, but this is out of play. Back in the seat. A high foul ball down the left field line. It's out of play, and the count is full at 3-2. Bench picks up the bat, comes back to the plate now. Leon returns to his post in left field. A whole host of banners hung out here at Shea Stadium this afternoon. One down there says, "We believe." Again, Stone with the payoff pitch. Swung on, and it's ripped to the left for a base hit. Taken out there by Cleon Jones and played back. So Johnny Bench is on at first with a leadoff single. That is the second hit for the Reds. Off George Stone. The tying run is on at first with nobody out, and Andy Kosko is coming up. Kosko is checking down with Coach Alex Gramis at third to see how they're going to play it. They had Joe Morgan sacrificing on a couple of pitches when Pete Rose led off with a base hit in the fourth inning. But after he was unsuccessful, they took it off and let him swing away, and he flied to left, and then Perez hit into a double play. Milner's over to hold against the runner, Johnny Bench. Now Stone sets up. It's to Andy Kosko, and it was low. He wasn't sacrificing. He was ready to swing away. He had the bat cocked. So it's ball one. He looks down to Alex Gramis again. There was no sacrifice on. The Mets are leading by a score of 1-0. Now again, Johnny Bench off the bag at first. Stone sets up, takes a look. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Breaking pitch. Umpire Bob Engel indicates actually he tipped it back into the glove of Jerry Grody. He got just a little bit of it. The count is one ball and one strike. Dennis Menke has moved out there on deck now for the Cincinnati Reds, who won 99 games and taking the title in the Western Division of the National League. 1-1 pitch, taken low, so it is 2-1 now to Andy Kosko. George Sugar is the coach at first for the Cincinnati Reds, with Gramis on the line at third. Outfield defense is straight away against Andy Kosko. Bench strolls off the bag at first base. There's nobody out. 2-1 pitch, inside low, so now Stone's gone behind 3-1. He went behind to Bench 3-1. Got the 3-1 pitch in there. And then Bench got the base hit on a 3-2 pitch. He's gone 3-1 now to Kosko. Bench takes the lead. Here's the pitch. Throwing it on the ground. Short. Harrison over. Up with it. Over to Meehan. There's one. To throw the first. He's out. Leon took it in his bare hand, threw the ball in the dirt to Milner at first, and Milner took it out on the hop for the double play. Two men out, nobody on base, and Dennis Menke coming up. He's got up one time and he grounded out. We have the warm-up now at Oakland. Mike Cuellar from Baltimore, Ken Holtzman for Oakland, a pair of left-handers opposing each other. They're warming up, and it's bright and sunny in Oakland, California. It's to Menke, it's low for a ball. That was the second double play pulled off by the Mets this afternoon. Ken Stone with a 1-0 pitch. And it's low. He goes behind 2-0 now to Dennis Menke. Cesar Geronimo has moved up on deck. 2-0. Low, he's gone behind 3-0 now to Dennis Menke. Stone has struck out 3 and walked none, but he has worked behind Mitch, behind Costco, and now he's gone behind Dennis Menke 3-0. Stone takes a moment, walks off to the infield grass. The Reds are batting here in the top of the fifth inning. Here's a 3-0 delivery. And it is low, ball four. Walked him on four pitches. The first walk given up by George Stone. Gives the Reds a base runner with two men out and brings up Cesar Geronimo, a left-hand batter who's been up one time and was called out on strike. Geronimo hit .210 during the regular season. He is 1-for-7 in the championship series. Milner is over now, holding against Dennis Menke, the runner at first base. Stone takes a sign on Rudy. Now the pitch. And it's low for a ball. It's 1-0, and Rudy calls time now and goes out to the mound, and here comes Wayne Garrett over from his post at third. As the plate has begun to move around on George Stone here in the top of the fifth inning. Garrett now turns, goes back to his post at third. We're going to get some action down in the bullpen of the Cincinnati Reds because they're working down to the tag end of their batting order. Darrell Chaney, the number 8 man, is on deck. He's followed by Fred Norman. Clay Carroll begins to throw. Clay Carroll starts to throw in the Cincinnati bullpen. Right-hander. Here's a 1-0 pitch now to Geronimo. Swung on and missed. It's 1-1. 2 men are out. Again, Geronimo swings the bat around a time or two, has it cocked. George Stone delivers a pitch that is in there for a call. Strike two. It's 1-2. Stone kicks at the river one. Steps back up there now. Geronimo's back in at the plate. Dennis Menke takes his lead at first base. Off the stretch, George Stone with the 1-2 pitch. Swung on. He's popped up into short left field, but Jones is there. He is waiting. He makes the catch and the side is out. So there was a hit, a walk, no errors and one left. In the middle of the fifth inning, the score is the Mets 1, the Reds nothing. W-A-B-Y. Now the New York Mets come up to face Fred Norman in the bottom of the fifth inning. It'll be Don Hahn to lead it off. Hahn drew a leadoff walk in the third inning and scored the only run that's been scored in this game. Don Hahn has been the Mets' leading batter in this championship series against the Reds. He has a batting average of .400 in the championship series. Norman has struck out 2 and walked 3 here this afternoon. Scheduled to bat, Don Hahn, Bud Harrelson, and George Stone, the last 3 men in the 9-man batting order. Now, Bob Engel, the plate umpire, wants the ball that Norman was using thrown out of play. Sends another one out, so Norman walks back to the infield grass to finger the rosin bag. And continues taking his warm-up pitches. The mayor of the city of New York is here this afternoon, seated just to the home plate side of the Mets dugout. The commissioner of baseball is in that same area, Bowie Kuhn. President of the National League, Chuck Feeney, is there. Now Don Hahn steps in to lead it off. Norman into the motion, and here is the pitch. It's low for a ball, 1-0. And Norman takes the sign. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball in for a called strike. It's 1-1. Outfield defense shaded toward right against Hahn. Norman's pitch breaks low, so it goes to 2-1. Back just out of the batter's box before coming in. Dennis Menke even with the bag at third. Now here's a 2-1 delivery. Swung
on it. Line right back to the mound, taken by Norman for the out. A line shot right back to the mound, taken by Norman, who takes his hand out of his glove now and started shaking the fingers around a little bit. That was a stinger, a shot right back that he took for the out. That brings up Bud Harrelson. Harrelson's been up one time, and he grounded out third to first. Switch into batting right. Johnny Bench went out to have a word with Fred Norman. The Mets have had one run, one hit. The Reds have had no runs, two hits. Game number four of the championship series. Here's Norman now into the motion and the pitch to Harrelson. He squares the bunt, takes low, it's ball one. Menke moving it on the grass in anticipation of that bunt attempt when he saw Harrelson make his move. Menke stays in now on the edge of the grass. It's a swing and a high pop, and it's in front of the plate. Johnny Bench gets rid of the mask and makes the catch just in front of the plate, a little on the first base side. Harrelson has popped out to the catcher, and that'll bring up George Stone. He drew a walk when he was up in the third inning. Two men out for Mets batting here in the bottom of the fifth. Stone's getting a hand from the Shea Stadium crowd. Left-hand batter facing a left-hand pitcher here. Norman delivers, and it's in there for a call strike to George Stone. Wayne Garrett is next in the Met batting order. Now the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Breaking pitch, 0-2. Bill Gagliano has a bat in the dugout of the Cincinnati Reds. Here's an 0-2 pitch, and it is in there for a call, strike three. Norman's third strikeout. Scott Stone looking, starts out in order. First time since the first inning of the Mets have been retired in order. Beg your pardon, the first and second inning. And at the end of five full innings of play, the score is the Mets one, and the Reds nothing. 4-G-W-A-B-Y. Krug has already thrown a few minutes. He can be ready now on very short notice. Yogi has not had to go to his bullpen in the championship series. He has used only four starters. Now the windup by Stone, the pitch. And a ground ball down to Milner. Takes a bad hop. Milner grabs it. Throws to Stone. He's out. Milner may be hurt. That ball took a bad hop and caught Milner on the top of the right shoulder. Caromed into the air. Milner grabs it. Then turned and alertly threw to Stone, who was there to cover, and Morgan is out. One man away. Yogi Berra and Tom McKenna out talking to Milner. And the big crowd here at Shea is chanting, "We want Willie." They realize this might very well be the final game that Mays will be in uniform for if the Mets can win this one, it's all over. Johnny Perez stepping in. Perez has flied to left, hit into a 4-6-3 double play. Hit less than 14 times at bat in the series. George Stone getting his sign from Grody. And the pitch. Long fly ball hit deep to left. It's going to tie up the ball game. A home run for Johnny Perez. Perez has tied the game with a home run. Held him in check through 14 times at bat. 28th home run that he hit. He hit 27 during the regular season. Now the game is tied 1-1, and Johnny Bench is coming up. Only the third hit surrendered by George Stone. Johnny Bench tried to bunt his way on, was thrown out by Grody, and he singled to left. And a change that is high. One ball and no strikes. This was the third time in four games the Mets had a 1-0 lead going to the seventh. And a towering pop fly on the right side of the infield. Felix Mian in shallow right center makes the catch. 2 men away in the top of the seventh, it brings up Andy Kosko. Kosko has struck out and hit into a 6-4-3 double play. The Mets have fielded brilliantly in this ball game, turning two outstanding double plays. Super catch by Rusty Staub off the ball hit by Larry Stahl.
Now the pitch to Casco, and it's popped up, a foul ball. It might be playable. Milner over by the railing, no play. Just beyond his reach and into the crowd. We have a brand new ball game. Tony Perez tying it up with a long home run. Casco out of the batter's box for a moment. Now George Stone checking in with Grody. The pitch on the way. High outside. One ball and one strike. There was never any doubt about the ball hit by Tony Perez. It was a tremendous shot to left field. The 1-1 delivery, breaking ball low. Two balls and one strike. Grody setting up a target. The 2-1 delivery, change outside. Ball three, 3-1. Dennis Menke, a dangerous hitter, waiting on deck. Although Menke did not hit for an average, nor did he play a great deal this year, he is still a threat, as he proved yesterday with a home run. 3-1 delivery, swing and a miss. Good curveball by George Stone. Full count, 3-2. And a grounder that will be fouled on the third baseline, no play. Cincinnati, one run on three hits. New York, one run on one hit. Beyond singled home. Don Hahn back in the third. Stone made it stand up until here on the seventh and Perez homer. Now the 3-2 delivery to Casco, and he checks his swing. It was high outside. Ball four. And it brings up Dennis Menke, and Yogi Berra is coming out. That is the second walk by George Stone. Doug McGraw has been warming up in the bullpen. It looks like we'll have a change. But George Stone certainly has done a superb job. Once again, he shut out the opposition over the first six innings. Stone probably was as tough as any pitcher in the National League this year to get a run on in the first six innings of a ballgame. And any time a pitcher can do that for you, he gives you a great opportunity to win. This will be all for George Stone, and Doug McGraw will come in. It will be the first game of the championship series. The manager, Yogi Berra, has gone to his bullpen. If the Mets win this game, George Stone has a huge hand in the winning. Now here is Stone leading the ball game. One run, allowed three hits, walked two, and struck out four. Is responsible for the base runner pass. Now the hand is for Doug McGraw. It was Doug McGraw who sounded the battle cry for the New York Mets when they were still in last place. The battle cry that has become so well known all around New York, you've got to believe. Last 17 relief appearances. McGraw 1-4 and saved a 12 ball game. One pass this year, Doug has won nothing, lost six. Right now he's won five and lost six. Finished up second to Mike Marshall in the National League and saved. This will be the first game that Doug has been in since September the 4th. That was a Wrigley Field, and he saved the game for Tom Seaver. The game we clinched the Eastern Division Championship for the New York Mets. So Doug McGraw is on in relief of George Stone. Doug goes with a fastball, a curve, and a screwball. All three are excellent pitchers. When we resume play, Dennis Menke will be the hitter. Menke against George Stone bounced to short and drew a walk. Game is tied 1-1. We are in the seventh.
Cesar Geronimo, the center fielder, is on deck. And McGraw bluffs the throw to first. Haskell, not particularly fleet of foot. Let's have the infield straight away. And the pitch on the way. Swung on and popped up. Felix Theon running toward the right field line. Slows up. He's already has it. One run, one hit, no errors, and one left. In the middle of the seventh inning, Cincinnati 1, New York 1. Big crowd at Shea standing for the seventh inning stretch. A 1-1 thriller going to the last of the seventh inning. Leon Jones will be leading off against the fireballing left-hander Don Gilman.
Seventh inning, the game tied 1-1. It is now a battle between Don Gullett and Chuck McGraw. Fastball calls strike one. He is really throwing hard. Gullett getting his sign from Johnny Bench. And the pitch on the way to Grody is high outside, one ball and one strike. Jerry, 2-for-13 in the series, and two runs batted in. Singled in, two runs in the second game at Cincinnati. And a line drive, punched in the right, base hit. Second hit of the game for New York. Solid single to right by Grody. It brings up Don Hahn. Has reached on a walk, and he scored the only run of the game back in the third inning for New York. Then he hit a line drive back to Fred Norman in the fifth inning. Four hits and 11 times up in the series for Don Hahn. He has four hits than anybody on the Met ball club. will work from the stretch. And a high fly ball hit the right center. Moving over is Geronimo, and he has it for the third out. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. And at the end of seven, it's Shane. The Cincinnati Reds won, and the New York Mets won. In the eighth inning, the bottom third of the Cincinnati batting order will be up against Doug McGraw, Cesar Geronimo, Darryl Chaney, and then Don Gullett. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
In the Capital District, this is the home of the New York Mets. WABY.
Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. In the Cincinnati bullpen, shortstop Ed Crosby warming up his arm. Sparky Anderson indicating that he might put up a hitter for Darryl Chaney depending on what Geronimo does. Geronimo, the center fielder, has struck out and flied to left, nothing for two. The windup by McGraw, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one, a fastball. Baltimore at Oakland. They have played one inning, no score. Mike Cuellar pitching against Kenny Holzman. Game three, they are even at a game apiece. Fastball high, one ball and one strike to Geronimo. The Mets and the Reds are delighted that they have baseball going in Oakland this afternoon. And a slow ground ball. McGraw coming off the mound grabs it, and he's going to make an unassisted play. He puts the tag on Geronimo. One down. Ed Armbrister, rookie center fielder, who has started two games of the series, will be the pinch hitter batting for Darryl Chaney. Armbrister played this year at Indianapolis in the American Association and batted 307. Ed Armbrister came up through the Houston organization, came to Cincinnati in that big deal 2 years ago. The deal that sent Lee May to Houston, brought Joe Morgan and Jack Cunningham and others to the Reds. Fastball, strike one call. The pitch on the way, a curve, a strike on the inside corner, and he has a two-strike count. Armbrister, one for five in the series. The two-strike pitch. Screwball, a swing and a miss, strike three. Strikes out Armbrister. He gave him one of each out of the repertoire, a fastball, a curve, and a screwball. Don Gullett will do the hitting with two outs and nobody on. The way he's been pitching, Sparky does not want to take him out. And the pitch by Doug McGraw. Ground ball, bounce to shortstop. The hop taken by Harrelson. The throw is in time to side retire. They go 1-2-3. In the middle of the eighth inning, the Cincinnati Reds won, the New York Mets won. Have a price ticket you desire. Enclose a money order or a certified check for the total amount. And address your letter to Ticket Manager, New York Mets, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. The zip code is 11368. Remember, Met gift certificates can be used for any games at Shea throughout the season. And they do make an ideal Christmas gift. Ed Crosby at shortstop. Buddy Harrelson leading off with Doug McGraw on deck and then Wayne Garrett. Last of the eighth inning with a game tied 1-1. Cincinnati, one run, three hits. New York, one run and two hits. Felix Bion singled home. Don Hahn back in the third inning. Tony Perez tied the game with a home run in the seventh. Big crowd stirring around. The pitch to Buddy, a fastball high. One ball and no strikes. Buddy Harrelson has bounced to third and popped up to Johnny Bench, nothing for two. And the pitch by Gullett. Fastball, letter high, a strike. One ball, one strike. Menke has shortened up at third, figuring Harrelson might try and bunny his way on. The 1-1 delivery just outside, and he's throwing all smoke to Harrelson. It's 2-1. The Reds won, the Mets won, last of the eighth. The 2-1 pitch. Foul ball back. Two balls and two strikes. Doug McGraw out of the on-deck circle. Nothing going at either bullpen. This ball game is going to be fought between McGraw and Gullett. And a foul wafted out of play. The amazing Mets coming down the stretch. Won 20 of their last 28 to capture the divisional title. This was game four of the championship series. If the Mets can win it, it is all over. And they are National League champions. If not, the fifth and deciding game tomorrow. The 2-2 pitch, foul ball back, no play. At Oakland in the second inning, a home run by Baltimore's Earl Williams. He hit it with the bases clear, and Baltimore leads Oakland 1-0. Baltimore 1, Oakland nothing after an inning and a half. Gullett's 2-2 pitch. Fouled again, back upstairs, no play. Don Gullett getting off the mound for a moment, taking plenty of time between pitches. Now the young left-hander's pitch. Fouled again, straight back. Get somebody to throw as hard as Don Gullett. And you get a lot of fastballs and straight back. The mayor of Cincinnati is here, and the mayor of New York is here. Mayor John Lindsay and Mayor Theodore Berry. Pitching 2-2. Foul ball straight back. Harrelson hangs in there against Don Gullett. In relief, Gullett has pitched two innings, allowed no runs, one hit, a single to right field by Grody. If Harrelson can get on, Doug McGraw will try to bunt him over. Now the 2-2 pitch. Inside, ball three, 3-2. Gullett takes a stroll with a count 3-2. The payoff pitch. Ground ball to second base. Joe Morgan digs it out of the dirt, throws on to Tony Perez, one away. And Doug McGraw will be coming up to hit. Doug came on to work in back of George Stone. Stone for the third time this year, turning in an outstanding pitching job against the Big Red Machine. Last time George faced Cincinnati here at New York, he had them shut out 1-0 with two outs and nobody on him in the ninth inning. They put three singles together and tied it. Inside, ball one. The on-deck batter is Wayne Garrett. And the 1-0 delivery to Doug. Fastball right in there. A strike call. One ball and one strike. We've had superb pitching in every game by the Mets and in all but one for Cincinnati. Outside, a fastball, 2-1. Reds had strong pitching in the first two games and again today. One pitch to Doug McGraw, a swing and a miss. It's 2-2. Doug would appear to be a little mismatched against the young Don Gullett who throws so hard. Center fielder Geronimo playing way over in right center, figuring there's no way Tug can pull him. And a pop foul going out of play. Count remains at 2-2 on Tug McGraw. Real scramble for that souvenir. Every time that foul ball comes down in the walking alley where people can make a run for it, it's quite a scramble. Now the pitch. And a foul back into the same area. Very quiet moment in the big stadium. A base hit would change all of that. The 2-2 pitch is foul back into the screen. McGraw doing his best. Plate umpire Bob Engel fishing into his pocket, comes out with a new baseball. Been an interesting series, and that so far we've had very few real close plays for the umpires to call. Now the 2-2 pitch and a foul ball back. McGraw again gets just enough of it to stay there. Tied 1-1 will last of the eighth inning. The 2-2 pitch, foul ball straight back. That's about five fouled off now by McGraw. Gullin is just throwing smoke on every pitch. So it's figuring that it would be perhaps to McGraw's advantage to throw a curveball. Strike call on the inside corner. McGraw finally is caught looking. Doug did not like the call by Bob Engel. That is the second strikeout for Don Gullett. Two outs and nobody on. Wayne Garrett coming up. Doug is really hot about the call made by Bob Engel on that last pitch. Wayne has been up three times without a base hit. He has flied to right, flied to center, flied to left. And a ground ball hits slowly down the first baseline. An easy play for Tony Perez. He steps on the bag and the side is retired. Another strong inning for Don Gullett. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. At the end of eight innings, it's Shea. It's Cincinnati 1, New York 1. 14-W-A-B-Y. The top of the Cincinnati batting order, Pete Rose, Joe Morgan, and Tony Perez. Doug McGraw pitching in relief for New York. Into his windup and the pitch. Fastball, strike one call. Garrett shortens up at third. McGraw over the head a second time, delivers. Hit hard, a base hit to right field. And Cincinnati now has the leading run on first with nobody out. For Rose, his second hit of the game. Morgan will be coming up. If Morgan bunts Rose over, then Tony Perez and Johnny Bench will be the men trying to get him home. Morgan has grounded to second, flied to left, and bounced out. 1-for-15 in the series. Garrett comes in close at third to play for the bunt. Buddy Harrelson shades a bit towards second. He squares around, takes high, ball one. Strikes to Joe Morgan. McGraw checks the runner. And the pitch. Bunts, fair ball. Off the mound comes McGraw. He bobbles it. Throws. Just safe. Safe at first base. Beyond arguing with first base umpire Fromme. It looked like they had him. And now the pressure is really on. It'll be a sacrifice and an error turns to Doug McGraw. McGraw took his eye off the ball to see if he had a play at second. Had to reach back and go get it a second time. And when he threw the first, it was too late. Now the hitter is Tony Perez, who tied the game with a home run in the seventh. And the Mets have to set up their defense in case he should bunt. Johnny Bobby Bench on deck, and then Andy Kasko.
The pitch.
And a towering pop-up. Buddy Harrelson shooting back into short left center. He's under it waiting. He has it. Harris is out on the pop fly. Johnny Bench will be the hitter. Leadoff batter, John Bench. 1-for-3, a single in the fifth inning. Bench leading Cincinnati in base hits in this championship series. He has 5. 5 hits in 15 times at bat. Ray Sadecki and Harry Parker both warming up in the New York bullpen. Buddy Harrelson wants time out. He wants to talk with Doug McGraw. During the regular season, Johnny Bench hit 25 home runs, batted in 104. He won the first game of the championship series with a ninth inning home run. Rose on second and Morgan on first, one man away. The infield looking for the double play. The outfield is deep and shaded to left. Here's the pitch. Screwball inside and low, one ball and no strike. McGraw will be trying to get Bench to hit the ball on the ground. Buddy Harrelson playing over toward the hole. Fastball inside, two balls and no strikes. Now Bench will be shortening the strike zone, the visual strike zone, looking for a certain pitch. The 2-0 delivery. Screwball outside, ball 3. And Doug McGraw is on the verge of even deeper trouble. He has gone behind Johnny Bench, 3-0. Andy Kasko is on deck. And the pitch. Just missed, ball 4, a screwball. And that just missed. The bases are loaded. Rose moves over to third. Morgan to second. Bench is on first. The batter is Andy Kasko. Kasko has struck out, hit into a double play, and drawn a walk. The Mets will play for the double play at second and short. They'll play in at first and third. McGraw from the stretch. Delivers. Strike call, a curveball in the inside corner. Doug now sorely in need of a strikeout or a double play. Dennis Menke waiting on deck. Into the set position, around comes the arm. Strike call, a fastball on the inside corner. McGraw with a two-strike count on Andy Kasko. Brody stays in the catcher's crouch, signs for the next delivery. Rose on third, Morgan on second, and Bench on first, one out. McGraw comes to the stop, and the pitch. He struck him out! Cleon, Rusty Stout, and Cleon Jones are the hitters in the last half of the ninth inning. If the Mets can score, it is all over. They will be champions of the ninth division. Here's the windup and the pitch. And a pop over toward the crowd, out of play. Felix Beyond drove in the New York run back in the third inning with a single to left field. Cincinnati, one run on four hits. New York, one run on two hits. And a base hit. You're going to hear a tremendous roar. Gullen has been very strong in relief. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. Back over the mound toward the middle. Grab by Cheney. The throw. Safe. The winning run is on first base. I think I said Cheney. It does be. Made a beautiful play. Running the ball down behind second. He whirled and threw, but not in time. Rusty Stab, the hitter. Beyond is on. A base hit. Third of the game for New York. Don Gullett wants to talk to Johnny Bench. Johnny Bench walking with his arm around Gullett slowly back to the mound. This is it for Cincinnati. They cannot give up a run. And thus so the entire infield gathers around. The winning run, the run that would mean the National League crowd is on first base. Ball was bounced right over the pitcher's head, taken behind second by Crosby. And the throw to first was not in time. Clay Carroll up in the bullpen. Now time stands in. Rusty is 0 for 3. And the pitch. He turns to bunt. Bunts the ball down the first baseline. Foul. Rusty Stout trying to bunt me on over, and he bunted the ball foul. Leon Jones on deck, and then John Milner. Leon does not have burning speed, but he has base running know-how and enough speed to score on just about any hit if they get him over to second base. Remember, Geronimo has that great arm in center field. He squares the bunt, doesn't offer. It's over. Strike two. And now Stav is in a hole. Rusty is in a hole after taking the fastball for a second strike. Stav looking down to Eddie Yost to see if the bunt is still on. Gullett is into the stretch. And the pitch. Curve outside and low, one and two, and he was going to swing. Gullett staring at Beyond, a short leadoff first. The 1-2 pitch, foul straight back, no play. One ball and two strikes on Rusty Stout. Felix Beyond, who had batted in the only run, back in the third, beat out an infield hit and is on first base. Gullett with a count of one and two, delivers. And a ground ball hit down to first. It is a foul ball, no play. Foul ball. Hester happy about it, not realizing the ball has been called foul. Perra steps on first and through to second, not in time. But it's a foul ball. At the end of three at Oakland, Baltimore one, Oakland nothing. World Series will open Saturday afternoon in the American League City. In the National League City, it will be Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night. Gullett getting his sign. The count is one and two. And the pitch. Low outside. Two balls and two strikes. Gullett broke off a curveball, thought he had Stab, and really gave vent to his emotions. He thought the pitch was missed by Bob Engel. And the count is two and two. For the Reds, everything hangs right here. Leon Jones kneeling in the on-deck circle. Stab got into a deep hole trying to bump the runner over. Now now the count is 2-2. Reds have their outfield deep and around to right. Staub resetting himself in the batter's box. Here's the pitch. Now straight back. He just got a piece of that. The count remains at 2-2 on Rusty. Staub, the hitting star of the championship series with 3 home runs and 5 runs batted in. Gullit down off the mound to work up the new ball. Young, hard-throwing left-hander from Lynn, Kentucky. Here's in to Johnny Bench, and again, Staub is waiting. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. So Gullit stayed with it, and he struck out Rusty Staub. Third strikeout for Don Gullit. Cleanup batter, Leon Jones, coming up. Leon has struck out and twice grounded out to short. A winning run, Felix Mian on first base, one out. John Milner is now the on-deck batter. The Mets have the bats coming up if they want it. Gullit from the stretch delivers. Low, outside, one ball, no strikes. Crowd of 50,000, very quiet at the moment. A base hit, and you would hear a tremendous roar. The pitch to Cleon. High pop foul, no play. Off to the right and into the field box area, one ball and one strike. Cleon was voted as the outstanding Met player in September. He drove in 14 runs in the last 10 ball games. Reds have their infield at double play depth. Center fielder Geronimo shaded toward right center against a right-hand hitter. The 1-1 pitch. High pop-up that might be playable. Morgan coming over near the line, and he'll be under it. He's waiting, and he has it. Jones out on a towering pop fly to shallow right. John Milner, the hitter. Milner has slid to right, walked and bounced out, nothing for two. In the series, Milner, 2 hits in 12 times at bat. Joe Morgan talking with Don Gullit. Looking in now, has his sign. Mian, a short lead off first. The pitch to Milner. Swing, out of a strike one. He challenged Milner. He threw the fastball, and the hammer could not get it. The pitchers have been supreme in this ball game. We've had only 7 hits altogether. And a ground ball hit toward the middle. Morgan running for it. Comes up with it. Throws the ball to second. Force play. And the side retired. And this game is going into extra innings. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left. At the end of 9, the Cincinnati Reds 1, the New York Mets 1. W-A-B-Y. The 10th inning at Shea Stadium. Over the first 9, Cincinnati 1 run, 4 hits, no errors. New York 1 run, 3 hits, and 1 error. Doug McGraw pitching magnificently, worked out of a jam in the top of the 9th inning. In the 10th inning, the bottom third of the order for Cincinnati, Geronimo, Crosby, and Gullit. Center fielder Geronimo, hitless in 3 times at bat. Left-hand hitter facing Doug McGraw. Doug swings out of the windup, and the pitch is hit in the air to right field. Rusty Staub going back. He's under it, makes the catch. The ball carried well. Staub finally one-handing it on the warning track, not very far from the fence. It Crosby bats for the first time. Cincinnati They picked up Ed Crosby from the Cardinals to back up Darryl Cheney after Dave Concepcion was hurt. Crosby, a left-hand hitter. Here's the pitch on the way. Fastball low. Nothing going in either bullpen. Don Gullett will be coming up to hit. Gullett has now gone four scoreless innings and relief. Pitch back to McGraw. Looped in the air to short right center. Staub will not be able to catch it. It's a base hit. And Crosby is on with a soft Texas Ligger into right center field. Now the pressure starts to mount. It figures that if Gullett can bunt Crosby over, they'll rely on Pete Rose to get him home. Gullett batting for the second time. He bounced to short in the eighth inning. Now McGraw from the stretch. He turns to bunt. Bunt. The ball is in the air. Grabbed and dropped by Grody. Grody took his eye off the ball to see if he could double up the runner at first, and he dropped it. And the Reds get a huge break. That will be an error charged to Jerry Grody. You can see exactly what happened to Grody. He took his eye off to see if he had a chance to double up Crosby. And the ball slithered out of his hands. Now the pitch, he turns to bunt, and the ball is a wild pitch. And now going to second base is Ed Crosby. The ball went right through the legs of the batter. Don Gullett is going now back into the dugout, and it looks like Gagliano is going to hit for him. Gagliano is going to come up. The ball went right through the legs of the pitcher, Gullett. A wild pitch by McGraw, and now the tie-breaking run is on second. We will get a pinch hitter. Bill Gagliano will be the batter for Don Gullett with a count of one ball and one strike. Clay Carroll will start warming up in the bullpen. Dan Dreesen is coming out. He's going to be a pinch runner for Crosby. Dreesen comes in to run for Crosby. He's on second base with one man away. Bill Gagliano, a right-hand batter, will be hitting against Doug McGraw. Harry Parker now throwing in the New York Mets bullpen. Doug uncorked a wild pitch as the batter jumped away from the plate and went right through his legs. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball hit toward the hole at shortstop. Buddy up with it. The long Harrelson throw is in time. Away. Pete Rose comes to bat. Yogi Berra comes out of the dugout. Yogi now will go to the mound and say, who would you rather pitch to, Pete Rose or Joe Morgan? Rose singled a right off Doug McGraw in the ninth inning. He has two hits and four times at bat. The National League batting champion who led the major leagues in base hits, he had 230 during the season. Pete Rose, five hits in 16 trips in this championship series. So now Yogi gathers his infield around and they talk it over. They have an option here. They can put Pete Rose on the open base at first and pitch to Joe Morgan. Or they can take their chances with Pete Rose. They're both very good hitters. Rose, a switch hitter with bat right. Morgan is a left-hand hitter. So the meeting is over, and in a moment we'll have the answer. Walk Pete Rose and try their luck with Joe Morgan. So Pete Rose will be intentionally walked. And Joe Morgan, 0-3, will be coming up against Doug McGraw. Morgan bunted his last time up, but the ball was fouled by Doug and he got on base. So we had a tremendous amount of suspense in the ninth inning when the Reds were at bat. We have it all over again here in the tenth. Doug came in the game in the seventh inning with two down. Morgan drove in 82 runs during the regular season, batted 290. Dan Dreesen, the pinch runner, is on second. Pete Rose on first, 2 men away, top of the 10th inning, game tied 1-1, and Morgan is the hitter. The stretch by Doug McGraw. And the pitch. Too high on a fastball. 1 ball and no strikes. Doug looks around, checking the runners. Delivers to Joe Morgan. Fastball high. 2 balls and no strikes. A walk to Morgan would bring up Tony Perez with the bases loaded. Harry Parker throwing in the bullpen for the New York Mets. Pickoff play. Throw to second. Not in time. Harrelson darting in to grab the throw from McGraw. Tug behind on a tough hitter. 2-0. In comes the pitch. Ball 3. High inside. McGraw's control has not been as sharp as usual here today. He had not been in a game since September the 4th. Now he is behind on Morgan, 3-0. Tony Perez waiting on deck. The 3-0 pitch. A strike called, and of course he was taking it as 3-1. Tony Perez waiting on deck. Slugging first baseman tied the game in the 7th inning with a home run off George Stone. The only run that George gave up in 6 2/3 innings. 3-1 pitch. Foul in the air over toward the crowd. Garrett will not have a play. And we go to 3-2. Out 3-2. This means that Dan Dreesen on second, Pete Rose on first, they'll both be running. 2 men away at the top of the 10th inning. Now the stretch by McGraw. Here's the pitch. Ball 4. McGraw will face Perez with the bases loaded. Drives the screwball on 3-2, and he missed. Now, tighten your seatbelt. Third walk by Doug McGraw. Dreesen on third, Rose on second, Morgan on first, and the slugger, Tony Perez, is the hitter. Batted over 300 during the season. The windup by McGraw, the pitch. Foul, straight back, strike one. Left three on base in the 9th inning. They have 3 on base right now. Buddy Harrelson deep and over to the hole at shortstop. Mian is deep and shaded toward the middle of the diamond. Grody providing the target and the pitch. Foul ball back, strike 2. A 2-strike count to Tony Perez. The bat. McGraw using the full windup, the pitch. And a high pop fly at the short right. Cobb is under it. Cobb is waiting. Makes the catch. And again, the Reds lead 3. No run. One hit. One error, and 3 left on. In the middle of the 10th inning, the Reds won, the Mets won. Jerry Grody with 1-for-3 and leads off. Blake Carroll appeared in 53 games during the season, 1-8 and lost 8. Like McGraw, he finished the season very strong. And the pitch. Ground ball whacked to shortstop. Minky is up with it. And the throw to Perez, 1 down. Grody retired on 1 pitch. Don Gullett was brilliant in relief. He went 4 innings, allowed no runs, only 2 hits. Walked none and struck out 3. Blake Carroll has a lifetime record against New York of 8 wins and only 2 losses.
swing and a miss by Don Hahn.
Don Hahn walked and later scored back in the third. Meehan drove him home. Since then, he's lined out and flied out. The pitch by Clay Carroll. Ground ball hit the shortstop. Minty to his left comes up with it and throws to Tony Perez, two down. Two outs and nobody on. Buddy Harrelson coming up. They have played 4.5 innings in Oakland. Baltimore 1, Oakland nothing. Mike Cuellar against Ken Holtzman. Buddy Harrelson hitless and three times up, batting left against Clay Carroll. Had an idea about bunting, wanted to see the velocity of the ball, takes a strike call. Doug McGraw on deck. In comes the pitch, and a strike on the outside corner. Clay Carroll looking very sharp. Pedro Borbon and Ross Grimsley warming up for Cincinnati. And a pop fly into left field, an easy play for Pete Rose. He has it, and the Mets are out quickly in the 10th inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. So, at the end of 10, it is Cincinnati 1 and New York 1.
I don't know what we would have done without Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Everything was just so sudden. First, there was Tom's accident.
You never realize how much hospital care costs until you get sick. And boy, what a bill I had for Terry. Blue Cross paid almost all of it.
When Jack had his heart attack last year, we never realized he'd be in the hospital that long. If it weren't for Blue Cross and Blue Shield, I don't know what we would have done. Why, just for the intensive care unit.
I don't know what we would have done. We hear this time after time from Blue Cross and Blue Shield subscribers after a serious illness. Most people simply couldn't afford to be sick if they didn't have a good health care plan. And Blue Cross and Blue Shield are both good health care plans. Better than most, in fact. Employers like them, too, because we do most of the paperwork. We pay the hospitals and doctors direct. If you're employed where there are four or more people and don't have Blue Cross and Blue Shield, ask your boss about it. Don't you want to carry America's number one get well card? Sure you do.
Johnny Bench, Andy Costco, and Dennis Menke in the 11th inning. Doug has now worked 3 1/3, allowed no runs and two hits. In each of the last two innings, he has escaped a bases loaded jam. The Reds had only two left on base over the first eight innings. Now they've had six left in the last two. So be careful right here. Johnny Bench is the hitter. 1-for-3 and a walk. McGraw into his windup. The pitch. Screwball fouled off. Strike one. Play the infield around the left and deep against the slugger, John Bench. The outfield is deep. The pitch by Doug McGraw breaks over the inside corner. Strike two. Johnny Bench jawing with umpire Bob Engel about the call of the breaking pitch. McGraw set to work. Now starts his windup. The pitch on the way. Way inside. It almost nicked him. Fastball that turned Bench away from the plate. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2 delivery. Ground ball hammered down to third. Over the bank, fielded by Garrett. A very long throw. He's out. Rather went right over the third base bag. The danger there is always of the ball hitting the bag, which would turn it immediately into a base hit. Unless it took a very lucky bounce. So Garrett throws out Bench, and it brings up Andy Costco. Costco has taken an 0-for-3 collar and reached on a walk. He's a right-hand hitter. Change, that is high. One ball and no strikes. We are in the 11th at Shea, and the game is tied 1-1. Breaking ball, a strike. Evens the count on Costco. One ball and one strike. Veteran Dennis Menke is the on-deck batter. And a screwball fouled off. just back over the screen and into the crowd. One ball and two strikes. Doug had an easy inning in the eighth and very hard innings in the ninth and tenth. The 1-2 delivery smacked through the hole, a base hit to left for Andy Kosko. And again, the Reds are applying the pressure as Kosko singles to left. Dennis Menke will be coming up, and Menke now checks things out with Alex Gramas, the third base coach. Kosko hit a breaking ball and pulled it through the hole beyond the reach of Bud Harrelson. Menke is 0-3 and has drawn a 1. That was the sixth hit of the game for Cincinnati. He turns to bunt and bunts foul back toward the crowd, strike one. Reds appear ready to gamble that Geronimo can get the run home. They had Menke bunting with one down. Geronimo, a left-hand hitter, waiting on deck. Now the stretch by McGraw. Here's the pitch. He was going to swing this time, and it was high. One ball and one strike. Yogi Berra has not had to use a pinch hitter so far in this championship series. Sparky Anderson has used 9. The 1-1 delivery lined hard toward the gap in right center. A base hit by Menke. Around second on his way to third is Kosko, and the Reds have runners on first and third. McGraw for the third inning in a row is in deep trouble. Back-to-back base hits by Kosko and Menke. And now Geronimo is called back to talk with Sparky Anderson. Geronimo, pretty good bunter. So Grody walks to the mound to say to McGraw, be aware they might try and squeeze the run home. They do, it would probably be the suicide squeeze. The Mets will play the infield in close and try and cut down Andy Kosko. Kosko on third and Menke on first with one away. Harry Parker getting up again on the bullpen. Now the stretch by McGraw. The pitch to Geronimo. High, a fastball, one ball and no strikes. Dan Greason is the on-deck batter. He came in the game as a runner in the 10th and then took over at third base. The infield parked to the edge of the grass, the pitch. Swing and a miss, a fastball, one ball, one strike. Ray Sadecki getting up in the bullpen along with Harry Parker. McGraw for the third inning in a row trying to escape. The 1-1 pitch. Low inside, 2-1 on Geronimo. Doug sorely in need of a strikeout at this point. The 2-1 pitch. Inside, ball 3. And McGraw is behind Geronimo, 3-1. A walk would load the bases. It would bring up Dan Greason. Now Doug is set. Around comes the arm. And a foul coming back. 3-2. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Cesar Geronimo, the left-handed batting center fielder. The game tied 1-1 of the 11th inning. Kosko is on third and Menke on first, one out. Off in the stop. The 3-2 pitch, the squeeze is on, but it's foul, strike 3. The suicide squeeze was on. Geronimo bunted the ball, foul, the strikeout. Now Greason comes up with 2 men away, runners on first and third. Strikeout for Doug McGraw. Greason hitting for the first time in the game. The rookie rookie third baseman who came up from Indianapolis in June and wound up hitting over 300. Left-hander against left-hander. The infield back now at second and short with two men away. Garrett in close at third. Pitch to Dan Dreesen, and a fly ball hit deep to right, way back, stop, going back, going back. He's got it! He hits the wall, but he held on to the ball. He's out, and the side is retired. Saab has hurt himself. Rusty Saab made a magnificent catch, crashed into the wall, fell back, but he held on to the ball, and the side is retired. Saab is on his feet.
That ball, and he showed me a lot of courage because he knew that he was going to hit the fence.
On that pass for Exotic, the Reds have left eight men on in the last three innings. We go to the 11th inning, and let's look again at the catch by Stahl.
He knew that he was going to crash into the fence, and I'm telling you, I'm so excited, Jim. I've seen plays before for a long time, but I have chills right now.
You know, in the 69 World Series, Maury, we saw agents were going to make great plays, none of which, though, involved simply running headfirst into a wall, is what happened right there. Well, it is still 1-1. And we are still in the 11th inning. And we're going to have a pinch hitter, Ken Boswell, come up to Chuck McGraw, who came on in the seventh inning and worked four and a third innings, giving up no runs, four hits, struck out three, walked two, and was in a ton of trouble. But he got out of it. Let's pause briefly for station identification. This is the NBC Television Network.
WRGB Schenectady.
Boswell during the regular season hit .227. Boswell has not been to bat until now in these championships. Well, we had the battle yesterday. We've got a different kind of battle today, and this is more exciting.
Jim, I tell you, I've played professional baseball for 22 years, and I've seen all kinds of great plays, and none of them turned me on the way these Mets are playing baseball today, especially Rusty Staub with two great catches.
Add to that the three home runs he has hit in this championship series. Ground ball, Morgan, second hop, goes on to Perez, and there's one out in the 11th with the score tied at 1-1. Boswell, the pinch hitter, does not get the job done. We go back to the top of the batting order, and Wayne Red Garrett, 0-for-4 today, 1-for-17 in the series. They wrote about the battle yesterday. Someone's going to talk about this as being a classic. More than a few people. That's a foul out of play. And if you don't think these 50,786 fans aren't charged up, if the Mets should win this, wow.
I don't think I'll go down on the field.
Garrett swings. Good-looking breaking pitch from Clay Carroll. It's two strikes.
Give a point of interest that the Mets have more power hitting from the left side of the plate than the right side, and this is the first right-hander I can remember seeing pitch since we've done the last two games for the Reds.
Missed outside. One ball, two strikes. Bone was in there yesterday. Look at Morgan. Can he come up with it? He does it over great play. Joe Morgan has turned in another fine play. Well, they're just trading him back and forth.
And if you're a baseball fan, you've got to appreciate what's taking place here today. This is what you're calling an all-out effort right here. The Reds know that there's no tomorrow if they don't come through today. And this is when your good ball players will rise to the occasion.
Two out now, and Meehan, one, will make that 2 for 5 today, including the game RBI. Up to bat, Joe Morgan looking on, strike. Well, it's what they say, Maury. The real pros say, these are the fun games. This is the time you like to play when it means something. When you can really put your best at a time when it means the most. 1-1. Last of the 11th in New York. Breaking pitch misses.
Jim, this is pressure that will cause some guys, if they don't have what it takes, to just wither. But as you pointed out, the good ball player, the stars will come through for
you. I might be trouble, but Costco is playing well in for Meehan, who doesn't hit the ball far and catches it. Now we're going to go to the 12th inning of the fourth game of the National League Championship, still 1-1.
The suspense has been almost too much for Mets fans. In the last three innings, the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th, the Reds have had 8 men left on base. 3 in the 9th, 3 in the 10th, and 2 in the 11th. Now Ken Griffey is the batter facing Harry Parker. We are in the 12th inning. And a drive in the air to left center. Jones cutting over. There makes the catch. The ball hit hard by Ken Griffey. Jones was Johnny on the spot. With one out and nobody on, Pete Rose getting up. Rose two hits and 4 times at bat and an intentional walk. Baltimore 1, Oakland nothing. They are now in the last of the 7th inning. Their ball game was like this one. Mets led this game 1-0 until the 7th. And Pete Rose takes inside, ball 1. And the pitch on the way, a foul ball off the foot of Pete Rose. Harry Parker during the season 1-8 and lost 4. Harry was a starting pitcher until July 3rd. Then he went to the bullpen, remained there the rest of the season. As a starter, he was 5-2. High and away, Parker throws hard, a tall right-hander out of Collinsville, Illinois. The Reds feel they are a much better ball club when they're attacking a right-hander than a left-hander. They saw mostly right-hand pitching during the season. Pete Rose hitting left-handed against Harry Parker. The count 2-1. Swing out of this. High hard one, but evens the count 2-2. The Reds are battling ball club. The 2-2 delivery. Swung on and foul tip. Off the glove of Jerry Grody, count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Pete Rose. Jerry would like to get the Reds in order here in the 12th inning so as not to have to face Tony Perez. Pitching 2-2. And a well-hit fly ball to deep right, way back. It may go out of here. It is gone, a home run. Pete Rose has homered to make it a 2-1 ball game. Rose sprinting around the bases. And the Reds lead 2-1. And everybody in that dugout of Cincinnati coming out to meet Pete Rose. It was Rose who tied the first game with an 8th-inning home run off Tom Seaver. Now he has just put the Reds into a 2-1 lead. He hit only 5 during the regular season. He is some kind of a competitor. Joe Morgan, the batter. The pitch by Harry Parker, a foul straight back. Rose with 5 during the regular season, now has 2 in the championship series. Parker's pitch on the way, high outside, 1 ball and 1 strike. Curve, foul coming back up on the screen, 1 ball and
two strikes to Joe Morgan. Morgan 0 for 3 with a sacrifice and a walk. 1 for 15 in the series. The home run by Rose was his third hit of this ballgame. And the pitch. High fly ball to left center field. Leon Jones drifting in, settles under it, and hooks it away for the out. 2 minutes away on the top of the 12th inning, and now Tony Perez is the batter. Perez homered in the 7th inning to tie the game 1-1. Pete Rose has just given Cincinnati the lead 2-1 with a home run. Now the windup by Parker, and the pitch is low, ball one. Delivery high and away, two balls and no strikes. Either Ross Grimsley or Pedro Borbón will be coming on in the last of the 12th, and this will have the heart of their batting order coming up: Staub, Jones, and Milner. Fastball, a strike call, 2-1 on Tony Perez. Perez was held without a base hit his first 14 times up in the series. His first hit was a home run in the 7th. And a high fly ball to right field. Leon cutting over toward the line to center it, and he has it. One run. One hit, a home run by Pete Rose. No errors and none left. In the middle of the 12th inning, the Cincinnati Reds 2, the New York Mets 1. Now relieved in all four games of the championship series. The pitch to Rusty, popped in the air to left field. Rose under it waiting, and he has it. One down. Fly ball right to Pete Rose. He barely had to move. So Borbón, with a victory in the series, has a chance now to record a save. If the Reds win, game 5, the deciding game tomorrow afternoon here at Shea at 2 o'clock, Don Seaver versus Jack Billingham. There are some reserved and box seats available that go on sale tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in the advance sale window near Gate D. Leon Jones, 0 for 4, the pitch. It's high, ball one. The pitchers of record at the moment are Clay Carroll and Harry Parker. On the outside corner, a call strike. One ball, one strike. High fly ball hit to right field. An easy play for Andy Kosko. Two down. The Mets are down to their final out. John Milner is coming to the plate. A crowd of 50,786. What a ball game. The Mets led 1-0 until the 7th when Tony Perez tied the game with a home run. Pete Rose put Cincinnati into the lead 2-1 with a home run in the 12th. Now Milner trying to get New York even. In comes the pitch. Low and inside, ball one. Borbón winding. The pitch to Milner fouled out of play behind third, far back up into the crowd. One ball, one strike. Milner 0 for 3 on base in the 4th inning with a walk. 2 for 13 in the series. He has the kind of power to get you even. They play the infield and the outfield around to right. Fastball, a call strike. And it's one ball and two strikes to John Milner. Now Borbón winding. Here's the pitch on the way. And a squibbler out toward the mound. The game should be over. Borbón throws, and the game is over. The Reds win it. So Borbón retires to the heart of the batting order, 1-2-3 in the 12th inning. And the Reds battling desperately all day long. Now are much alive, but this series is all even. In the ninth, no run. In the 12th, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. The final score, the Reds 2 and the Mets 1. George Stone protected that one-run lead until the 7th inning. With one out and nobody on, Tony Perez homered to tie the ballgame. Doug McGraw came in and escaped 3 times. While Doug was in the game, the Reds had 3 on in the ninth, 3 left on in the 10th, 2 more in the 11th. The Reds won the ball game on a home run by Pete Rose, his third hit of the game. He hit it off Harry Parker in the 12th inning. So the series is all even. What a series. Game 5 that decides the National League title tomorrow afternoon at Shea. Don Seaver will pitch against Jack Billingham. Today, Cincinnati had 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 10 left. New York, 1 run, only 3 hits in 12 innings, 2 errors and 4 left. The winner in relief, Clay Carroll, and the loser in relief was...